bring in Eric Engels. I wonder if he has a tattoo. Engels, do you have any tattoos?
No tattoos, my friend.
What's wrong with you? I'm impressed with the Pixies tattoo.
Thank you.
I'm impressed with the Pixies.
Engels is too smart for that.
I can't really say it's for religious reasons, but typically in Judaism,
it's not a good thing to do. Yeesh.
Yeah.
Yeah. So tell me what I need to know about Max Pacioretty.
You know what? I wish I could say that, you know, what came out yesterday, Marc-Antoine's report in The Athletic is shocking news, but I mean, you know, we've been talking about a Max Pacioretty trade going back to December, and as far as the shock element is concerned, you know, you look at Doug Armstrong and the St. Louis Blues and the idea of what they were going to do with players that they weren't going to re-sign, and there was a lot of disappointment for a team that was hovering around the playoffs, and they traded Paul Stastny, but, you know, Doug Armstrong made it clear that he wasn't going to sit on his assets when he traded, going back to Kevin Shattenkirk, and then trading Paul Stastny, you know, for the Canadians, who are a team that was nowhere near as competitive as St. Louis, with a player like Pacioretty, no matter what he's done in Montreal, which has been super impressive, he's looking at a really healthy raise on his next contract, and I don't believe that the Canadians want to go down that road with him, and so it makes sense that they want to trade him.
How difficult is this trade going to be, Eric? Like a year ago, you'd think everyone would want Max Pacioretty. You're coming off a 35-goal season, a playoff appearance, but now, you know, it wasn't the easiest season, obviously, for him or the Montreal Canadiens. Are they really at a disadvantage? And that's not even considering that Jeff Skinner's probably still out there, and really every team that needed a scoring winger, whether it was a Van Riemsdyk or whoever, basically got him in free agency, it seems.
I mean, we're going to find out, and we're going to find out in short order, because I think everybody recognizes the fact that the benefit for everyone involved here is to move Max Pacioretty as fast as possible if they're going to trade him. No, it's not a good scenario for either party if he shows up at training camp without a contract and all these questions looming over his head. And it's a possibility that we go there, because if Marc Bergevin is not going to lower his price, it's going to be hard to move him between now and September. So it's tough, you know, like you look at how difficult it was for Pacioretty last year with all this speculation looming over his head. He spoke about it after the trade deadline passed and talked about, you know, reminding everybody that he's a human being dealing with, a family of three young boys. Now he's got a fourth on the way. And it's a very difficult situation to be in when you're the captain of a team and all this speculation is going on around you. I don't want to say I pity him. You know, he's making a lot of money and he's got a great life playing in the NHL. But at the same time, you know, you'd like to be able for him to move on, to be able to play to his ability, because last year at 17 goals, you know, I don't know who perceives that to be some sort of decline for him. I really think the situation he was in greatly affected his production, and I don't think he wants to be in that situation again this coming year.
Refresh my memory a bit. How did Max Pacioretty come about being captain of the Montreal Canadiens?
Well, if we're to believe what the Canadiens told us, he was voted in.
Okay.
It was a player's vote. I think it was the 2015-16 season, and we thought that it would bleed into training camp and they'd make a decision after then. But the Canadiens had their annual golf tournament in September, and that night made him captain, according to a player's vote. I wonder if they hadn't taken a player's vote and if management and the coaching staff had gotten together and made this decision, they likely would have elected him also. And I don't know how they feel about it now. I can't believe realistically that they feel he's a great captain. I mean, when you hear Marc Bergevin talk about the attitude of the team over a 45-minute press conference and reference the word attitude over 60 times, I think, you know, it's a clear indictment of Pacioretty's leadership. And it's a strange situation.
Yeah, he voted ahead of P.K. Subban at the time, who maybe some of us were thinking that might have been the logical choice just because of the outgoing personality he had. And it seemed like he was maybe better suited to kind of take in those kind of slings and arrows. When you're looking at Pacioretty, do you feel like that captaincy has maybe been a bit of an anchor on him?
It's hard to see it any other way. I mean, you look at his playoff production a couple years back against the Rangers where he wasn't able to score and how much that weighed on him. And, you know, if you're the captain of the team and in Montreal and with that history, there's so much that goes into that. And you know, you look around that locker room and the pictures of the great legends of the Canadiens are mounted above every stall. And it's just a constant reminder and constant pressure. And I think Pacioretty has handled it well from a media perspective. But, you know, to me, the most important aspect of being a captain in any sport is, and being a leader in general, is being not asking people to do what you're unwilling to do yourself. You know, you have to lead by example. If you're going to ask somebody to do something, you better be the first guy doing it. And I don't know if Max has ever fit that bill. I think he is a good leader. He's a good player. He's a really good goal scorer. But I think, you know, now that we look at the situation in hindsight, it would have been so much easier for him if he could have just concentrated on scoring goals, which is what he's done a lot of since entering the National Hockey League. And everything that's come with the captaincy, I don't want to say it seemed like a burden, but it's definitely made life a little bit harder than what it should be or what it was for this player before he was named captain.